U.S. Greater than Welfare Department, mothers will be more encouraged to abandon their babies if there are too many baby hatches. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Welfare Department, mothers will be more encouraged to abandon their babies if there are too many baby hatches news. Ipo woman who defied self-quarantine is positive for COVID-19, receiving treatment now. Beep beep, emergency operator said before hanging up on daughter of dying man. Indonesian man with 32 academic and non-academic titles says, university is a hobby for me. Welfare Department, mothers will be more encouraged to abandon their babies if there are too many baby hatches. Another Malaysian found disobeying home quarantine rules at Sri Hartamas Kapitiam. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word keling. People features lifestyle, grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Tokyo Art Museum has art exhibition without any artwork and visitors are enjoying it. Did you know that there was once a North Korean restaurant in Kuala Lumpur? This Majin A&W outlet is super retro, it even has a jukebox. Syed Sadiq reveals his skincare routine for the flawless skin you see in his close-ups. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Sadiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Feeling lonely? This Japanese company offers fake friends just for your Instagram. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Gulap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup. Crocodile as a pet? Shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. While baby hatches were created to give mothers an option to leave their babies behind in a safe place and to reduce the number of infant deaths, this could actually encourage more babies to be abandoned, according to Datuk Dr. Wan Norishikin Wan Norden. The Perak State Women Development, Family and Social Welfare Committee Chairman said that there is only one baby hatch in the state located at the KPJ Ipoh Specialist Hospital that was set up 10 years ago, Harian Metro. She said that there might be a collaboration among the state government, non-governmental organizations and private hospitals to consider the need of setting up another baby hatch at a suitable location. It is not advisable to have too many baby hatches as we will be encouraging such a habit, which we don't want to, she said after she visited Tatika Kinderjoy to check on the standard operating procedures, SOPs, regarding the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we may discuss with the related government agencies, NGOs and private hospitals to see if another baby hatch is required in the state. This comes after a 16-year-old mother threw her newborn baby boy from a top-floor window of a double-story house onto the roof of a neighbor's house in Bircham on the 18th of July. The baby was still alive when he was found and is currently being treated at the neonatal intensive care unit of the Raja Permaisuri Bainan Hospital. Dr. Wan Norishikin said the baby is recuperating at the hospital while the young mother is still being treated at the hospital as well. The State Welfare Department will provide counseling sessions to the young mother, as we don't only need to observe her health, but also her mental state of mind, she said. She is still weak, underaged, and mentally not strong, so when the time is right, we will provide counseling for her. Meanwhile, the case is being investigated by the police. Once the baby is ready to be discharged, he would be placed under the care of the department which has proper homes to look after such babies, said Dr. Juan Norishikin. Also read, newborn baby found alive after being thrown on top of a roof in Perak. Source, Astro Awani. Source, Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.